Rav Moshe Shmuel Shapira, who was the Rosh Hashiva of Be'er Yaakov and just an extraordinary gadol in every respect, who's known as the Lamdan of the Dor in his time, but also he was the most sensitive soul, and he was a composer of much music. Pruskarov used to ask him to sing to him, and the story is told that Pruskarov would begin to cry as he listened to him. In his Sefer Zahav Mishva on the Torah, and Pashke Sisa on the Pasuk, Aches Shab Shosai Tishmaru Ki Oshi Beiniu Beinechem Ladaski Ani Hashem Mekadishchem. So the Milchilta says that a goy is excluded from Shabbos, as the Pasuk says, Beiniu Beinechem, V'lo Beiniu Bein Ovdi Kochavim. So the question is, why do you need a special pasuk, special miut, to exclude a goy from Shmira Shabbos? It's included in all the mitzvahs, and goyim are not mitzvah in the mitzvahs, only the Sheva Mitzvah Pnei Noach. So Rav Moshe Shmuel says, to explain this based on what he heard from his Rebbe, from Biskarov, which we say on the tefillah on Shabbos, for V'lo nasnu Hashem Elokeinu l'goyi haratzos, which is relating to the mitzvah of Shabbos, that was not given to goyim. And this is different than all other mitzvahs. That what other mitzvahs, the Rambam is of the opinion, this is the Rambam in the Peres Mishmanayis and Truman, at the end of the third perek, that a goy is not obligated to mitzvahs. But if he does mitzvahs, he gets schar like an ena mitzvah of osha. But Shabbos is different. Because Shabbos is only for Yisrael, and on the contrary, the Gemara in Sanhedrin says that goy shesav is chayiv misa. And the reason is that beyond the mitzvah of Shabbos, there's also the matnas Shabbos, the gift of Shabbos. As the Gemara says in Shabbos and Daf Yud, Kodesh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, Matana tova yeshli bebeis genozi, I have a beautiful gift in my treasure house, for Shabbos Shema. V'ani mevakesh litna l'Yisrael, and I want to give this gift of Shabbos to Yisrael. And this Matana was given only Yisrael, and not to Goy HaRasos. And the mitzvah of Shabbos is interwoven with the Matana of Shabbos. And since the Goyim are excluded from the Matana of Shabbos, the gift of Shabbos, so Mamela, they're also excluded from the Mitzvah Shabbos. And it's not only because they're not Mitzvah, but the Cheftz of Shabbos itself is a gift, and that was not given to L'goya Ratzos. And the reason that Matnas Shabbos is given to Yisrael and not to Akum is because the Matana of Shabbos is an expression of God's love. La'asher Yahav Hashem is the one he gives it to. As it says in the tefillah, Ki Yisrael Amcha Nasato B'Ahava. And therefore, you see that the Matana of Shabbos is representative of God's love. And that's only to Am Yisrael. And therefore, that's why the Mechilta excludes specifically Shabbos from the Pasuk Beiniu Beinechem. Beiniu Beinechem V'lo La'akum. So it's not because of the mitzvah, but because it's Beiniu Beinechem, the intimate relationship, Beiniu Beinechem, between Kodesh Baruch Hu and Am Yisrael. As the Medrash Rabbah says, it says, Moshe l'melech matronuha mutruna shahayu masichim ze imze. The king and his aristocratic woman were speaking one to the other, his queen, and somebody comes and stands between the king and his wife, or this noble woman. Is he not indeed, the Medrash says, he's certainly chayiv misa, because he's intruding where he doesn't belong in terms with this intimate relationship. So Shabbos also is beino leveino with Kodesh Baruch Hu. And that's a gift by Ahava, and therefore Goy is excluded. And if he comes between the Melech and the Matruna, he's chayiv misa. And the gift, the essence of the gift of Shabbos, is the minuchas hanefesh that a person achieves only on Shabbos. And from that, all the exalted feelings come from the minuchas avon adava, as that we say in the Mincha of Shabbos. And through the Menuchas HaNefesh, the person has the strength and the capacity to feel the Kedusha Shabbos. As it says, Amanchil Menuchal Amo Yisrael B'Kedushaso, that's the Menucha which is inherent in the Kedusha and the unique qualities of Shabbos. And it's to feel this quality of Ani Hashem Ekatshchem. And in the Sefer HaMaspik, L'Ovdei Hashem, of the son of the Rambam, Rabban ben Rambam, he writes in his introduction that there are three levels, or three madregos, in the avoda, the specific avoda of Shabbos. And the third, he says, is that he recognizes the Ziv HaShechina when he looks into the Maaseh Bereishis and in the Borei Olam, and he feels the special relationship of, you know, the intellectual relationship between a human and his creator, and that's on the Tisha day of Shabbos, Beni Uben Bnei Yisrael, and through that, the person becomes elevated, and the Moshe Shmuel told the story that once happened in the shul in Petersburg, which was the capital of Tsarist Russia, that Yom Kippur, all the wealthy Jews of at the time were present, because they were all had contracts with the Russian government, with the Tsar's government, and on Yom Kippur they would sell all the different mitzvahs, which is the minig of that day. And they also sold the psicha for Ne'ila, which is considered a very significant kibbut. And then, so as they were auctioning it off, it began with 500 ruble, which was appropriate for the rich people of that time. And so it kept going up till Baron Ginsburg, in his wealth, he offered 2,000 ruble for psicha for Ne'ila. So when Baron Pollock, who was one of the people davening at that time in the shul, who only came for Yom Ha'Avoyim, so he said, he bid it up to 2,500 ruble, which at that time was a fantastic number. So when they told Baron Pollock that he won, his bid won for Psicha for Ne'ila, so he asked the person sitting next to him, what indeed is Psicha for Ne'ila? So the fellow asked him, you just bid a fantastic amount for it, and you don't even know what it is? So he said, I know that Baron Ginsburg had bid 2,000, and he's a maven in this. So it must be that this is something significant. So similarly, as relates to Shabbos, if Kodesh Baruch Hu testifies that it's a Matana Tova that comes from his treasure house, it's certainly something that's very, very special, and it's worth bidding for it or being zoiche in it. So, Lekras Shabbos, L'chuban Elcha.